From Spark and Anvil and Temchek, this is Brim in Chapter 1 of the Temchek cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2. Brim is a soft sea glass green frog tween in a chunky oatmeal sweater. He sits on the lip of the harbor wall, where the water comes right up to the edge without ever quite spilling over. That place, the brim, the full to the top edge, is where he likes to think. In one webbed hand, he holds an affect card. The card says worried. In his other hand, he holds a different card. That one says fine. He is looking back and forth between them, and his throat is doing the small, tight thing it does when a true feeling is trying to come up and an easier one is trying to cover it. This is the move Brim teaches, honest picking. In Temchek, a kid and a trusted grown-up each pick a card and show each other, 15 seconds, both ways. Brim's whole work is the part nobody sees, picking the card that is actually true, even when a tidier card sits right next to it. Brim grew up the youngest in a houseboat full of louder cousins. When a feeling got big, the easy thing was to hold up fine and let the noise roll on. Fine kept the boat steady. Fine meant nobody fussed. For a long time, Brim thought fine was a feeling, the way a smooth lid is part of a jar. Then one winter, he held up fine so many days in a row that he stopped being able to find the cards underneath it. He'd reach for what was true and come up with the lid every time. That scared him more than any single hard feeling ever had. So he started practicing on the harbor wall, alone, where the water came to the brim. He'd pick the true card and just hold it for a breath. Nobody was watching. Nothing bad happened. The water didn't spill. The feeling came right up to the edge and stayed inside him, held, named, survivable. Have you ever held up an "I'm fine" on the outside when something else was true underneath? Brim came to the Temchek Academy late, the autumn he turned 20. Pulse, the calm, heart-shaped mascot who frames every check-in, met him at the dock and asked, "What is honest picking?" Brim took a breath all the way down. "It's picking the card that's true today," he said, "not the one that keeps everybody comfortable. The fine card isn't lying exactly, it's hiding. Honest picking is letting the real one come up to the brim, even when a smoother card is right there in your other hand." Pulse asked, "And if the true card is a hard one?" "Especially then," Brim said. "A hard card you show is lighter than a hard card you hide." "You are appointed," Pulse said, and the harbor bell rang once, soft. In his classroom, a wide room with the windows open over the water, Brim begins the same way each time. He holds up both cards, fine in one hand, and a truer one in the other, so the kids can see the choice he is making out loud. "I'm Brim," he says. "The deeper move is honest picking. Lots of us learn to hold up fine, so nobody worries. That's not a bad skill. Sometimes you really do need it. But a check-in only works if the card is true. So here's the practice." He sets out his scaffolds, one card at a time. Notice the cover card first. Fine, okay, whatever. If you reach for it without thinking, pause. Ask yourself the quiet question. What's the card under that one? You get to choose who sees the true card. Honest doesn't mean everyone. It means at least one safe person, and at least yourself. A hard card is not a complaint. It's information. The grown-up's job is to receive it, not fix it. A student once asked him, "What if the true card scares the grown-up?" Brim said, "Then you pick a grown-up who can hold it. That's not your fault to carry alone. That's what more is for." And he glanced fond toward the room next door. At the end of every first lesson, Brim does the thing he could not do that hard winter. He holds up the true card, just one, picked honestly in front of everyone, and he lets it sit there in his webbed hand at the brim of the harbor wall. His throat still does the small tight thing. He's honest about that too. "See," he tells them, "my body still tightens up right before. That part doesn't go away. The brave part isn't feeling calm about it. The brave part is picking it anyway." And here is what he wants them to carry home. When he finally shows the true card, the tight thing in his throat loosens. Not all at once, but the held back feeling, once it's up at the brim and seen by one kind person, stops pushing so hard from underneath. He feels lighter in his chest, the particular lightness of not hiding. The card didn't spill anything. He's still here, still steady, just truer. And that, he tells them quietly, is the warmest part of the whole 15 seconds.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to BRIM. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.